Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 11th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 7 cents, closing at 355 and a half. November beans down 2 and 3 quarter cents, closing at 1055. And September wheat down 4 and a half cents, closing at 430 and a half. Well, this certainly wasn't the outcome we were hoping for. After last night's action of gapping and hoping higher, leaving the gap in the beans, leaving a potential island bottom in the corn. Not only did we go fill those gaps, but we closed lower on the day in the corn, you know, sharply lower on the day. So certainly not what you'd want to see here. The weather looks great for the most part. A couple of 90 degrees here and there, but with scattered rain, so we don't see any real problems there, at least for the next 10 days. The export inspections this morning came in at 1.36 for the corn, which was a good number. Should have helped lift us up, but it didn't. The beans, 374, better than last week, but still not what you'd expect to see with the export sales numbers. And wheat, 375, again, not bad. We're going to get the crop ratings tonight. By chance, they show an improvement in the corn. You know, I would think we'll go test the lows tomorrow. I've said many times, it's what a market can't do that's as important as what it can do. And here was a day where we couldn't put in that island bottom or at least leave the gap, nothing. Nothing was really positive on these charts today. And certainly starting off the day, it certainly looked like it would be. You've got the funds still long, probably close to 85,000 contracts of corn. They're long probably 140,000 beans, probably 50, 60,000 meal. Obviously, we've got the report tomorrow. If the reports are bearish, which I would frankly expect they would be, then I think this market's in serious trouble out here. Now, last report on the acreage, we had a surprise. It was friendly to the beans, bearish the corn. Everybody thought it would be just the opposite. I'm guessing that this thing is going to be bearish all the way around. Is it going to be just the opposite and bullish all the way around? Who knows? I would say that the volatility is going to continue. The only way to manage this risk is with the options. If we do get lucky enough to see a good spike up tomorrow in the corn, you know, if you're 20 or 30 higher, would I sell something? I certainly would. I believe this crop is big and getting bigger by the day. The beans, I'd be probably less inclined to sell a rally. I'd be more inclined to buy a hard break tomorrow because the bean crop is a long way from being made, and we do have some heat moving in. So tomorrow, the volatility is going to continue here. We had a 15 to 17 cent range in the corn. Beans had a 57 cent range. They had a 37 cent range. So this volatility is going to continue for quite some time here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.